Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Rafflesberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying some beautiful weather, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too. In the 80s. It's been in the 80s for the past like week or two, and it's just fabulous. I love it.
Yeah, it is, because I think when I was gone, I think it was like close to 100. It was a little too hot. Now it's like perfect.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again. Pretty soon we'll be getting ready for
Thanksgiving,
Halloween, and then Thanksgiving. Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm looking forward to Halloween. I know you're not really a big Halloween person, are you?
No, it's almost irrelevant to me.
Are you not going to dress up?
No, honey. I didn't even dress up back when I was a kid.
Well, I feel like
I didn't dress up back when I was a kid. Well, they dress up now because parties. People have a lot of Halloween parties, you know.
Yeah.
No, you know, I might have a couple of Halloween cocktails or something, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're going to, I guess, review Halloween Ends with Jamie Lee Curtis when that comes out, which is coming out real soon.
Oh,
I don't know how many of those movies.
But I'm telling you, what are we at now? 25 of those?
Hey.
You know, okay.
So anyway, let's
review it. We'll review it.
Yeah. Let's tell everybody what we're sipping on. And it is an oldie but goodie. Our first guest, Noble Wolf Vodka.
Okay. Wonderful. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's to long life, prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud.
Okay. Good.
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
What's going on, Twitter?
I'm sorry. We're going to start off with your least favorite topic, or maybe not so great people, Kanye West.
So Kanye West.
Are we still
talking about him?
He donned a black shirt at his Yeezy fashion show in Paris with the slogan, White Lives Matter. He later was joined by Candace Owens, who was wearing a white shirt that said, White Lives Matter. So, Mom, what are your thoughts?
I don't want to give him too much energy. I really don't. That is just pathetic. That is ridiculous.
He also said, but Black Lives Matter was a scam and now it's over.
Okay, good. You know what? I don't want to. I'm going to hope that he is in even worse mental health than I thought he was in. Okay? I hope that is not him at his best. That's all I want to say. That is pathetic. That is ridiculous, and that is pathetic. For those words and that symbolism to be, you know, demonstrated by a black man and a black woman is pathetic. It's pathetic. In light of the death of George Floyd and countless hundreds of thousands of other black men predominantly who have been innocent people, black men who have been murdered at the hands of racists, for him to even put anything like that in his mouth, less more to wear a symbol on his body, is pathetic. I don't even want to talk about him. I don't want to give him the attention that he does not deserve. Because he's a problem. And I don't even want to talk about him.
I'm just going to say, whatever anyone's thoughts are on the organization of Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, the slogan is against systemic racism and police brutality, and white supremacists have distorted the movement to fall in line with their own race.
So for a Black man and a Black woman, well, I discount her totally as well. For a Black man and a Black woman to be so delusional, it is inconceivable. It's pathetic. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. And I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
His life doesn't matter. His own Black ass life doesn't matter.
Right. His kids.
Yeah, you know, and on and on and on. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. So I don't even want to. But anybody who would say slavery was a choice means they don't even understand the whole concept of slavery. They're beyond ignorant, beyond in poor mental health, beyond schizophrenic.
I do believe that Kanye West is just trying to get attention, and we unfortunately have fallen into this, but it's a, you know, popular topic, and I just wanted to touch on it, but that's enough time.
That's enough touches for him. I don't want to touch him anymore, but I mean, whatever you think, daughter. But as far as I'm concerned, it's sad. It's a pathetic commentary on an otherwise successful Black man. It's really pathetic. And as far as the woman, Candace Owens, that's obvious. Some people have no pride, no self-esteem. She does not only do they not have ethnic pride, they don't have pride as pride or even good sense as human beings. So I just want to let that go.
Okay. All right. So we
they're casualties. They are real victims of racial prejudice and hatred. They're real victims. They're casualties. They're loss. They're loss. Okay.
So let's move on to Will Smith. So Will Smith's high profile film Emancipation will be released in theaters on December 2nd and start streaming on Apple on December 9th. And so the film is based on a true story, and it follows Peter Smith, played by Will Smith, a runaway slave who journeyed north, outwitting cold-blooded hunters and surviving the unforgiving swamps of Louisiana along the way. And so this is, you know, the war picture, obviously. This is set back, I think, in 1862 or 63, something to that effect. And I think
prior to the Emancipation Proclamation, unless he was running from Texas, where they didn't acknowledge the law for a couple more years.
Well, so it's a lot. And then there's like they post the photo of the almost near fatal whipping that was delivered by a plantation owner. Is it the whole big?
This is really graphic, right?
Anyway, Antoine Foucault is the director. Do you think that it is a wise decision for them to release the film this year, considering that Will Smith, obviously, or everything that happened with Will Smith, and this is also putting it at the center of the awards season, he's not going to be able to go to any of the Academy Awards events, and obviously not the Academy Award, although he could be nominated for an Oscar again, if they deem he deserves it. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts is that, well, the movie was already wrapped, I'm pretty sure, before all that episode happened, you know. So, you know, everything they're doing is based on the money that they have invested in it and so forth. And so they will proceed because the show must go on and the dollars have to keep on rolling. Okay, so I think it will go on. But whether or not I think they even should have ever made it is a whole nother issue, you know. Maybe it should have been made for us to honor and recognize a somewhat heroic or brave or fortunate, you know, African, you know, formerly enslaved African. I guess he was brave and strong and whatever else. I don't know if he only helped himself or if he helped other people as well, you know, but at least he managed to escape. So that's wonderful. I guess it's a good story to hear. I think we may already know that many slaves did escape, you know, so I'm not even really sure based on his merits how important that story actually is. Now that I continue to talk about it, it's not like Harriet Tubman. Okay. Do I think that? I'm not even sure. I think the whole film should have been made. You understand? I'm not even sure about that.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening to you.
Okay, but well, you know, I don't know. And I mean, and then that Will is in it. Well, you know, Will is a tried and true. It's almost a formula. you know, it's almost like a formula, you know, just put will in it, you know, and see how many people we can pull in. Whether or not it should be released and when it should be released, if they say he's not coming to the Academy Awards, then he's not coming. I don't think he'll be nominated, no matter how good his performance is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, why would they nominate him?
To me, it's a matter of indifference. It's all a business. It's money. So they release it when they release it. You know, everything else surrounding Will's participation or lack thereof, and whether or not he'll be, you know, nominated again, and so on and so forth. That's a decision. That's a risk he took when he stepped up there and assaulted Chris Rock. So I, you know, whatever.
Well, two things that I wanted to say about this. Number one, I don't think that they probably released the movie this year. I think they should have probably waited till next year so that, you know, there's not all this talk. There's not all this controversy. I think
they should have waited longer so it would calm down. But believe me, they aren't waiting longer because of money.
Money,
you know.
And then the other thing is I'm sick of seeing all these movies on slavery. I really have no interest in seeing any more movies for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because see, this thing, you know, it's nice, but I mean, were you a hero because you got yourself free? I mean, or you were a survivalist? You know, I mean, it's a hero is when you are helping other people. A hero is not saving your own ass. Yeah. That's not a hero. A hero is when you help other people.
Yeah.
If I save myself, I'm not a damn hero saving myself. A hero is when if I'm saving others. If the house catches on fire and I escape, am I a hero? What about all the ones I left still burning up?
Yeah, and I don't just think of that.
I'm not even sure about the whole movie.
I hate to use this word because I feel like we use it too much now. This stuff is kind of triggering at this point. I don't really want to see anymore. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
When they're trying to turn the clock back and we have all these neo-fascists and all this going on, and then all you can hear about is back in the day and Black people calling themselves brown when they, which harkens back to a day when they were ashamed to say that they're Black. You know, all this brownness I'm hearing. Brown is for brown people, Black is for descendants of Africans. And that's what we are, and that's what we are proud of, and that's what we should be proud of. And yes, is our skin literally Black? Most of us know, some few of us, yes. Just like the white man, is his skin literally white? Most of them know, a few of them, yes. Nobody's skin is the color that they're saying, but this is our classification as different races and ethnic groups and so on and so forth. So I don't like anything that harkens back to a time when things were even worse for people of color. I don't like any of that. So I'm not thrilled about any of this. And like I said, I can only see really a justification for making this movie if this man is supposed to be some kind of hero that makes him socially relevant. If he is an activist back at that time, but that you escaped and saved your damn self. Like I said, you're not a hero. You just say you were just lucky. You were just brave or fortunate and saved yourself. A hero is when you're helping other people. So I'm not really sure. Maybe that's what he did. I don't know.
I don't know much about him.
I don't know either. So I'm saying you just making a movie because somebody escaped. Or you saying they escaped and whatever. And it ain't much of a hero to say you escaped when if you stayed, you might have been killed. It was just equal either way.
Listen, I think it's important that we know our history. I think it's important that we know people who were important figures.
How important was this figure? Unless there must be something else more to it.
There must be more to it.
It's got to be more to it than just he escaped. We have sense enough to know already that some of us escaped.
But I don't want to.
We already know that.
I'm tired.
Right. I got you. Now, if he escaped and, you know, start building things and making things to, you know, help the community and help other, you know, enslaved Africans and so on and so forth. Now that's the story we need to hear. But not just that he escaped. We already know that.
Okay, well, let's move on to another person who is making headlines. And so this is Herschel Walker. So Herschel Walker's denial, he's denied a story from the Daily Beast that reported he had
paid. I just want to say something. So, you know, next time, next podcast we do, sweetie, let's just see if we can dig up a little bit more information and see if it's a little bit more to this historic character.
Okay, we'll
that's what I want to say, because I don't want to come off, because I don't want to, you know, be disrespectful to any of our ancestors, because they paved the way. And I don't mean that. I mean, I want to know, what is the real story?
It's
what
not even
is it just some Hollywood crap? Is it just some Hollywood trying to exploit something? Or is there a legitimate story here for us to know about our history? You got me? That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. For sure. We'll follow up. Okay, so Herschel Walker denied that he paid for a woman's abortion after he received a child while they were dating in 2009. The Daily Beast reported that the woman, who the outlet said asked to remain anonymous due to privacy concerns, had supported those claims with a $575 receipt from the abortion clinic, a bank deposit receipt that showed an image of a signed personal check for $700 from Walker, and a get well card she claimed was from Walker, who was not married at the time. And so the Daily Beast published a photo of the card, and, you know, so Walker obviously has denied this, and he's saying that they're using an anonymous source to further slander him. So, Ma, he's facing Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock coming up very soon.
Yeah, down in Georgia. You know
what? Yes, guys, go vote for Warnock. That's all I have to say about that.
Right.
Herschel Walker is a joke as a candidate for even the Republicans. It is a joke. I just don't really even know what to say.
He's another very sad case. He's another very sad case, and that's all I want to say. And I won't even delve into whether or not he did or didn't, you know, pay for an abortion and so on and so forth.
And I say that because he's pro-life. He's
yeah, well, I know that, of course.
Not for you, Mama.
Of course that. Here's the thing, but that's not even a thing that I would comment on. You see, I wouldn't even hold that against him. I wouldn't, because to me, that was just his personal business and his choice. That is not the reason. I mean, other than he would be a lying hypocrite, that would not be the reason that I wouldn't vote for him, because there's so many other legitimate reasons that I wouldn't vote for him. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even go there about that. You follow me? I wouldn't even resort to digging that up, because you already know that he is almost a complete idiot. Mm-hmm. He's almost without a brain. He is almost, have you heard some of the things he said?
I can't.
Unreal. To say that he even graduated from elementary school, you know, it's unbelievable. So I'm not
and going he, and too he much has into a, it. And he has an adult son who is a member of LGBTQ+. And his son is also a Republican who is homophobic, even though he seems to be.
Well, unfortunately, you know, that's the way it is. And he too is another great Trump friend.
Yeah. So
Trump person. That's all. I don't even want to go into that. It's okay. Like much. Come on. Do we have something that's more hopeful than these people who without a clue and heartless and just everything else and just have no ethnic pride or anything? Do we have something better? Jesus. I mean, is there something better in the news for us to talk about?
Well, we have what I think is just kind of pop culture and was trending. But so the next topic is Kyrie Irving and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar recently wrote an op-ed piece reacting to Kyrie Irving's post of a clip from Alex Jones, who's very controversial, who is from he believes an alleged group of powerful figures attempting to create a new world order. And everyone knows that Alex Jones was a scam artist. He was a crook, and he admitted to his lies in court. He tried to say that the Sandy Hook didn't exist, and he believes that he believes that the government and people have, you know, consorted to.
He's a QAnon type. Go ahead.
Or worse.
Yeah.
So anyway, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said that Kyrie Irving would be dismissed as a comical buffoon if it weren't for his influence over young people who look up to athletes.
Yeah.
When I look at some of the athletes who have used their status to actually improve society, Colin Kaepernick, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Billie Jean King, Arthur Ashe, and more, it becomes clear how much Irving has tarnished the reputations of all athletes who strive to be seen as more than dumb jocks. And so, you know, he also said it was, you know, destructive, just plain silly. And he also felt that Irving's sponsors should drop him.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on Kareem and Kyrie?
I've already spoken on Kyrie, and I've already told you what a negative person that I think he is, and what a very unthinking, uncaring person he is, what a selfish person he is. I don't have many good thoughts about Kyrie Irving at all, and how he has hurt the game of basketball. I believe, you know, with some of his selfish antics. And you know that I love and a total fan of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know. So, and in this case, once again, I totally, you know, affirm everything that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has said. I agree with him in totality about Kyrie Irving. So I don't know what else you want me to say. And it's unfortunate that, and listen, even my man KD tried to get away from him. You know, let's call it what it is. And KD brought him in. And at this point, he wants to run from him. But he just really can't, you know.
Well, what I want to say is that I think that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a complete intellect. And, you know,
absolutely.
I'm in line.
Well-established intellect and activist.
What I do want to say, though, is that I'm hoping that Kyrie is still able to learn and grow, or still willing. Everybody, obviously, from until death, you learn and you grow. But I'm hoping that he gets to a point where he can listen to other people's opinions and thoughts and views who have paved the way for him and have more knowledge, and that he's a little bit more open-minded and not always trying to go against the grain, especially far off to where it's just beyond common sense. So
I agree, honey. Keep hope alive.
As far as sponsors, I'm not trying to take money out of anybody's pocket, but he's made over $230 million. I hope that he does play all the basketball games this season, or the majority of them, so he can get that money. And he does do work within a community, but he needs to learn and grow and do better and not put out false craziness into the universe. Okay. I think you said what you had to say. So let's move on to something that is a little bit different. We're going to do out of pocket or on the money. And so, Ma, have you heard of the movie Bros?
I have.
Okay. So Billy Eichner tweeted, Rolling Stone already has Bros on the list of the best comedies of the 21st century. What's also true is that at one point, a theater chain called Universal said that they were pulling the trailer because of the gay content. Okay, so they convinced them not to do that. America, F, yeah, etc. That's just the world we live in. Unfortunately, even with glowing reviews, great Rotten Tomatoes scores, and an A cinema score, etc., straight people, especially in certain parts of the country, just didn't show up for Bros, and that's disappointing. It is what it is. So Bros did not do well at the
movie. At the box office, yeah.
It opened at number 4, way under expectations, but to rave reviews. So, Ma, was he out of pocket or on the money with his criticism?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd really rather not even get into things like that. It's nothing that I was interested in seeing. I would watch it on TV, but I wouldn't go to the movies to see it. And not because of the thing, just because I was didn't seem like anything I was interested in. Not because of any gay theme or anything. Like I said, I'd watch it at home, but I wouldn't pay any money to go see it. It's nothing new. It's nothing different. It, to me, it's not even anything that controversial. I don't even get it. You know, it's just, it would be, you know, I mean, he's saying that people didn't go see it because they're homophobic. I don't know. I think it might be a combination of people. Maybe there will be some people who are homophobic, but there's also people just not interested because it's kind of passe. People have kind of gotten over that.
Yeah, I think.
What do you mean a gay romance? There's plenty of gay romances.
Most I think there's a lot of gay romances.
Most of us have friends and family. If we ain't gay ourselves, we have friends and family, y'all. So what the hell? What's the big deal?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it
was. It's not all that damn groundbreaking, okay? If they would have said made the same movie 50 years ago, you could have maybe said something. Oh, boy, this is great. I mean, damn. We see gay people in romances on TV every day. What the hell is it the big deal?
You know, I think there's a sensitivity level there, so I want to, you know, kind of tread lightly, but I don't, for me personally, I think it's something that I will watch on TV. I don't think it's anything that I would necessarily
like I just say, right.
Oh, I'm going to, you know, go out. And it has nothing to do with me at all.
And see, if that's what you're selling.
From my perspective.
If that, right, it's right. Well, that's almost exactly what I said. If that's what you're selling, this is a gay love story. What the hell do you mean? We have gay love stories in real life. We see gay love stories all the time as that's part of the fabric of our lives. Mm-hmm. They used to be more hidden. Now they're more open. But guess what? They're more open.
Right.
So just exactly what do you think that you're doing that's so novel? What do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Just what do you think? A lot of people wouldn't go see it because is there something more to it? Is that all you're selling? Is it a fantastic, fabulous story? Is it Romeo and Juliet? Or Romeo and Romeo or whatever? You know, what is it? Is it a superior love story? Is it like, what was that story with Justine? What's her name? Justine and Isaac? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Was on TV. Oh my God, the love story.
I don't remember.
And she broke up with him. She went to have an affair. Justine, what's her name?
I don't know, Ma.
My God. His name is Isaac. And we just saw him. Oh my God.
Yeah,
okay. His name, Justine, the redhead. Justine.
Is he white?
Yes.
Their Justine. Love stories.
Forget it.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know them. You'll always tell his name is Isaac something. Isaac is his first or last name.
Okay, I don't know.
And her name is Justine Chambers or something. She's got red hair.
Jessica Chastain?
Oh, Jessica. Okay, Jessica Chastain. Okay, good. And the guy.
And Oscar Isaac?
And Oscar Isaac. I was pretty close, okay? Okay.
So I didn't know that they weren't gay. I thought you were talking about a gay couple.
I didn't say gay.
Get real.
I said it's the love story on that caliber. You know, I mean, there's many love stories.
That's why I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, I'm saying you can't just say it's a gay love story. You just think, you know, it's just going to be so fabulous just because they're gay.
But they say it's good. We need to check up rules. We need to support it. But I mean,
but they sold it. They didn't just promote it as if it was good. It seemed like it was just a silly comedy. They didn't even have the good commercials about it.
Well, maybe that's what it was.
They didn't make anybody want to go see it. Yeah. Talking about bros. And that's not even a good name for a gay love story. What the hell you mean bros? All men always talking about bros. That doesn't sound like anything loving. It just sounds like a bunch of men. Don't sound like a love story. Oh, it's the bros.
But it's supposed to be a rom-com. That's what it's supposed to be.
I figured that, but it doesn't sound like anything romantic. It sounds like the calm. I got the comedy part. You know, so yeah. You know, need to remarket it. It's not all, don't attribute it all to people being homophobic because I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well,
I think in part, you got to say in part.
But I don't think that
But I don't think that was just, it was just that exclusively.
No.
I don't think so.
No, not at all. Okay. So, all right, Ma. So, you know, Chris Cuomo has returned to primetime news.
Yes, yes.
With the debut of his new show, Cuomo, on
News. Has it already debuted? Did it already or it's going to?
It debuted.
It did. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
And he said that he's learned some lessons.
Yeah, he's going to be more transparent about his feelings. Yes.
And he's I've been humbled by what happened, and I'm also hungry to do better in a way that I was not before. So I asked you, Ma, is it out of pocket or on the money that after the way everything played out that he's back on TV 10 months later?
I think it's perfectly fine. He didn't do anything to anybody.
He was accused of sexual harassment.
Did we, you know, prove that? I mean, they can accuse anybody of anything. Did we prove that? I mean, is that it? Come on, I don't even want to go there, okay? Because that's for, you know, but he hasn't been accused, you know. I mean, he hasn't been found guilty, you know what I mean? Of course, they many of them have been accused, but I don't know that he's been found guilty.
I think that he may have been playing around and inappropriate, like silly jokes that were just really
dreamy. Yeah, yeah, and all being hypersensitive. I don't know. And you know, I'm going to say that probably whatever he did wasn't just as totally a criminal. It wasn't criminal at all.
Okay.
And may have been inappropriate, you know, or not. I'm not sure, but at most was inappropriate. And I think it's fine. He had a, you know, he was censured and so forth, and he was gone for 10 months. I think it's fine. I think whatever punishment, quote unquote, that he, you know, endured, I think was probably commensurate to whatever he did. I don't think he did anything that required more than that. You got me? Some things rise to a different level, but I don't think whatever he did rose to the level that he should not come back on TV or he should stay away longer. I'm not sure that he should have had to leave it all, but if so, I think it's okay, because they start coming out of the woodwork when it becomes a real issue. They start coming out of the woodwork, and his has been pretty relaxed, you know.
You know what I think? I think that we, you know, that many people make mistakes, and you know, there's levels to it. And I think that based on the information they put out to the public, I think that he's, you know, served his time, and I think he also has to tread lightly. He's been put on a network that, you know, obviously has a lower viewership. I'm sure he had to take a pay cut, and he has some time to reflect on maybe some ill advice.
He has to rebuild his reputation.
So I would like Chris Cuomo. So, you know.
Me too. I actually like the entire Cuomo family that I know of. You know, from you know, Mario to Andrew to Chris, I actually did like them all. Unfortunately, some things happened that I, you know, hadn't been aware of. So, but yeah, I think he deserves another chance, unless you do something, I mean, really, really outrageous. I mean, you know, don't we all mostly deserve a second chance? I mean, he didn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know that he caused injury to anyone at all. I'm not really sure about that.
And I just wanted to say this, Mom, before we move on. Yeah. And whatever with Will Smith, he deserves a second chance, which he will get, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, he needs to do whatever type of counseling and, you know, repenting or whatever it is that he needs to do. But then, you know, people need to move on. He has not killed anyone. You know, he has not, you know, physically.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't think we need to come right back in and start rewarding him right away.
Well, that they should not do.
That's where I'm at. I'm not even talking about him not having a second chance. Of course, that goes without saying. But you know, I wouldn't be bestowing a bunch of praise and lavishing him with, you know, all these different.
Well, that's just not going to happen.
And everything. So I would say that. Well, yeah. You know, I don't think so either, you know, but I'm saying, you know, Absolutely, he deserves a second chance. And I think we need to just really just be careful and not move too hastily. That's all. But, right. You know, but money, you know, there's so much in it about money. And Will, I don't know if he's doing anything to help himself, you know, because to me, he's never been appropriately apologetic toward Chris Rock. You know, and in my own opinion, he has not been, you know, he's not been as contrite as he should be.
I agree with you on that. Mm. All right, so let's move. So you said you and I both agreed that it was on the money with Chris Cuomo returning to television.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the final one in this category,
you know, if nothing else arises.
Right. Yeah.
I always like to say, let me add that, let me qualification at the end of this. If nothing else arises, you know. Yeah.
So this one is a little funny, Ma. So DK Metcalf.
I hope so, because we've been heavy going from the very beginning.
I know it happened. So DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks was carted off the field. But it wasn't due to injury. Guess why they carted him off the field? You may have heard of this.
No, I did not hear this. He was drunk.
No, he needed smoked to go up. To the bathroom. He needed to go there quick in the car.
Poor thing.
I know, people were making fun of him. Mind you, he had a monster game. He had like his third biggest receiving game.
Oh, wonderful. That's funny.
Was it out of pocket or on the money for him to be carted off because he needed to go to the bathroom quick?
Oh, that was on the money. That was on the money. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was funny and I thought it was cute.
That's hysterical. That was totally on the money. It ain't like he wasn't doing his best to contribute to the game. And it's not like he didn't make a positive contribution because he did. Man had to go to the bathroom. Come on.
Yeah,
nature calls. That's right. He's not like Antonio Brown, who decided he was going to show his nature to the world or whoever wanted to see it.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I can't with him. But he's also one of Kanye's friends. Okay.
I guess they have the same therapist.
So, I have another breaking news that you have heard before we actually started recording. So, they're reporting that Tom Brady and Giselle and several of the outlets are reporting that Tom Brady and Giselle reportedly hired divorce lawyers and they've been living apart for a couple of months. What are your thoughts on this report? We don't know that it's 100% true at this point, but many different media outlets are reporting this.
Well,
at the time of this reporting.
I hope, like every other couple going through whatever challenges, I hope they are able to resolve it in a way that is satisfactory to both of them, you know? And that is the least disruptive to the kids. I mean, they'll find their happiness either with each other or other people, either with or without each other. And, you know, nothing. Just like every other couple that goes through separations, rough patches in their marriage, maybe they'll reconcile, maybe they won't. If they aren't already divorced, there's always a chance they can reconcile if that's what they both want. And if it isn't what they both want, or if it isn't what one of them wants, you know, then they need to go on their way like everybody else, you know.
Tom Brady has.
They've had some wonderful experiences together. And if now, you know, that's no longer the case, then they have to, you know, work that out as well. And maybe they can make it up. Maybe they can't. That's all I can say. I mean, there's nothing else to it. They've had they've had wonderful time together and built a nice family together. So if that part of their lives is over, so be it.
I was going to say Tom Brady has a 15-year-old with Bridget Moynihan. He has a 12-year-old with Giselle and a 9-year-old. And I don't like to really talk about people's personal relationship because I really think that is personal, especially when they're going through, you know, trials and tribulations. And, you know, like you said, I just wish the best for them both and the children. We don't know what's going on. You know, everybody wants to speculate about him coming back to football. We don't know what is going on. But I just wish them the best and their entire family. So, okay. So your favorite segment is coming up called Naomi Knows Best. Now this one has a little attachment to it. So, dear Naomi.
I like it to say letters to Naomi, not Naomi Knows Best, because we both give our views. I give mine and you give yours. I like it to be called letters or Naomi's opinion or something. Go ahead.
So, dear Naomi, Marlon Wayans went on a podcast recently and was asked his thoughts on the Ime Adugo cheating scandal. I was taken aback by his comments and couldn't believe he felt it was solid, legit advice. Maybe I'm making too much of it as a feminist, but I'm curious, do you agree with Marlon's take? And so the writer attached this. This is what Marlon said. If that man is 90% of everything that you need and want, and he's missing 10%, and you throw that away, that's your fault. In order to find a forever love, you're going to have to live in a way that it bends and it doesn't break. That's your best friend. And I would say to Nia Long, if all of those things, never mind the embarrassment, never mind all that, I would say it to my daughter. I would say it to my sister. Are you happy? Before this moment, were you happy? Right. So work on your relationship. He's a good man. He provides. He's there for you. You seem so happy when y'all are together. I like him. The family likes him. He has all these great qualities. But because he slept with another woman, she probably thinks the same things about him that you're thinking. He's a dope dude. Why would you throw a dope dude away for her to have him? So what are your thoughts on that, Ma?
You want to know my thoughts, really?
Well,
my real thoughts? Yes. My real thoughts are, I don't know how he knows he's a dope dude and where he's getting. I don't know if he's saying if he's using this as a hypothetical. Hypothetically, then it's useless. Then what he said is of no value. Okay.
He knows Mia a little bit.
Okay. Here's the thing. What he's saying is not a hypothetical. What he's saying is true. Because if you have a man, let me tell you why. Listen to me. If you have a man who's 90% of what you want, mm-hmm. and he only does one thing wrong, they ain't gonna break up. The truth is, he's not 90% in the first place.
No.
Okay? That's the big lie to the story.
Yeah.
That's the whole lie. He ain't 90%. He ain't 90% because he's not just sleeping with another woman. He's lying. He's taking time away from the family. He's disruptive. Mm-hmm. He's not 90% because that one thing, what you call one thing, he ain't just going to ask, oh, excuse me, honey, I'm going to get some cigarettes. Boo-doo, quickie, back home. Okay, honey, let me help the kids with their homework. Everything good. I just was going an hour. Oh, just 30 minutes. How long it takes just to have sex if you're just doing sex? You know what I'm saying? No, you spending time, you building relationships.
It's an hour, Mom?
Well, whatever. I'm just saying. Wow. You understand what I'm saying? He's doing other stuff.
Yeah.
You understand? He's taken away from the family. He ain't 90%. That's the big lie that Wayans told. You ain't got 90%. Okay, if you got a cheating type of husband, he ain't 90%.
Well, yeah.
He ain't 90%. He ain't even 80%. He may be 50%. He's not. You weighing more than that. You ain't weighing 90%.
Right.
So that's where all that shit he said, that's where it's wrong. That's where it's
and real. Then and how about Ma, they've been together. Listen, I like I said, I'm still commenting on people's personal life, but they've been together for 12 years. Okay. They're not married. So
and because, already there and, because is- and because she knows something's already missing, she knows that. So she can't be pushing that much further. She must be looking to see if he will improve in some area or something, because she wouldn't be with him. And on the other hand, she ain't that gung-ho to marry him, else she would have been married him and gone. I mean, because she knows she has options. She's not crazy, you know? So she knows what he is. She's been with him all that time. She knows that there's something in him that she is not totally committed to.
Right, right. And for Marlon to say that, like, well, that's my issue with Marlon, because Marlon has been married and obviously divorced.
It's a lie if you talk about it in real terms. Because if that existed in real terms, there would be hardly no divorce. Because you would be so good. How many people in life are going to ever go above 90%? Performing anything. You're not going to go above. Who are you going to get better than 90%? Hardly no one, you know? So you ain't got a 90% man already. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be this whole discussion about breaking up. It would be totally stay together and work on it, because you in the top. You in the top percentile.
But the whole thing
is so that's foolish in the first place. Everything's dead.
But listen, the whole thing is just ludicrous. Like, and especially for Nia, I know Nia hasn't been, you know, out in the, you know, on the big screen as much as she had been earlier in her career, but she still makes films. She's made a couple, she's made something that's coming out soon. I know like Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy or somebody is in it. She's in a bunch of stuff that's coming out in the future, and she has another best man that she's doing. So she works. She doesn't need anyone to take care of her financially. That she's never had that as an issue. And so for him to put that out there too, I don't think it's good. It's not,
this Emmy,
sugar daddy,
or any other man like him, but in particular him, he's not a 90%. And like you said, if I'm not financially dependent on you, even if I am financially dependent on you, if I am capable, you know, capable of taking care of myself. Right. I'm not dependent on you. That's a choice. That's a choice. You know what I mean? I'm not financially dependent on you. There ain't no 90%. How many men are 90%? Once you cheating on me,
it's not
90%. That's gone. That's off the table.
Right.
What type of cheater would qualify as a man who ranks as 90%? That's an A. You're an A. Okay. And then the man who's cheating is going to rank as a 90% man.
Right. And then you cheated in, you know, where you eat, you know, you didn't go on and just somebody in passing it to somebody that you had an intimate relationship with. So that's not a 90%. I don't know where this from. Marlon,
chances, listen, there's a rare, occasion when somebody, you know, could be the exception to the rule, but chances of you have a cheating 90% man are almost zero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that whole thing he threw out there is just ridiculous, because it impacts on so many other things in your life, you know, in your relationship. So,
I don't think it, because what if it was the reverse? What if it was a woman was cheating? Would he say that? Oh, you got a woman that does 90%, but she just had sex with another man. You would not be happy.
And most people don't consider making them feel bad, making them feel rejected, making them feel unwanted, taking time away from the family, making them feel some kind of way about themselves, making them feel a kind of way about you, that you're dishonest and can't be trusted. Most people attribute more than a 10% blame. Most people would give you a bigger than a 10% deficit for that.
Right.
You know, so where is the whole thing It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? So that hypothesis is out the window right there.
Okay. Well, thanks for, you know, writing us. We like I said, guys, please continue to email us at info@bambushihappyhour.com with all of your letters. And we want some follow-ups too. We want to know like the advice that was given to you in particular.
Oh, P.S. And let me add this. Now, she may or may not stay with him. I don't know what they're going to do. She may or may not stay with him, but she does not have a 90% man mauling. Okay. That's all I want to say.
All right, Ma, is there anything that you wanted to say before we go?
Well, I want everybody to please pay attention to the politics. Keep your eyes on the ball. Keep your eyes on the issues. Keep your eyes on your status. Make sure your everything is together. Any address changes, anything you need. Of course, obviously, you're all registered. You know, and okay, some people are not. Okay, if you're not, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, name, address, couple things like that. That's it. Get everything together. Be ready because we are going to go vote, guys. Very important. I know that I'm preaching to the choir. I'm harping on the same tune, beating the same drum, but it is important, okay? We don't get do-overs with this, okay? We don't get do-overs when we, you know, after we go vote, we are finished. We can't go back and say, oh, I changed my mind, you know, please. And we can't not vote and then say, oh, I'll vote later, you know, okay? We need to go vote. You know, when it's election day, we need to have ourselves there and pull that lever, press that button, do whatever. Please, guys, vote.
Okay.
And vote. Take care of yourselves in the meantime. Okay.
Okay, Ma. Thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also at All Things Peju. Please, guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour at All Things Peju, and check out our Etsy shop at the Bambushi Happy Hour, guys. And it is new, some cool stuff on there. Check it out when you get a chance. We appreciate you for listening to us, for subscribing, and guys, just be safe. Bye.
Bye.